Welcome back to Big Mood, everybody. It is a big mood today because we got one of our favorite guests back. We got Stacey Diaz in the house.
Yay. Hell yeah.
Thanks for coming back, Stacey.
Thank you for having me yet again.
Do you miss us?
I do. I enjoy coming with you guys. I enjoy talking, seeing you guys. It's fun. It's a good time.
Enjoy you too.
We love having you.
Also, I love how you completely change up your style every single time. Mm-hmm. It's like a new guest.
Oh my gosh. You guys, I have gotten that since JK News. Like every time I
love
appear,
it.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's so hard for people. Like you just do a different hairstyle. Like it's not that hard. Like you change up your makeup. It's fun.
You know what it is? Is like I had never dyed my hair ever. Or like I think I just don't change. I've had the same clothes for like 5 years, except for my Stitch Fix clothes. Shout out.
Yeah. Well, I've had the same hair color for the past year. The first year of JK News, I did change my hair.
You're doing like blonde.
I've had this hair for like...
Oh, I guess because you do it different styles then.
Yeah, like it's
sometimes
growing.
It's longer, then it's short, then it's longer.
I do get extensions in, keep them out, nice. You know.
Yeah. She's also in her fall look right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's happening.
Fall look.
Well, anyways, cute. Something else is new about you, and it's very...
Oh, my teeth?
Yes. Very pretty.
Yes, girl. Okay, hell so we're going to get into this topic before we get into the actual topic.
Let me see. Oh, they look so
they
good.
They look really, really good.
It. Thank
they
you.
Some people's don't.
Yeah, well, thank you. I was really nervous to be one of those people, you know, especially because once you pay, you don't get a refund. You just get like, you could either take them off and then get new ones, but I would be like paying all
it's
over
like
again.
Your fucking problem.
Yeah, but I did it. There's a vlog about it if you guys want to see it. It
go
was
check
an
out
experience.
Our vlog.
Yeah. I went to Mexico for them, so it was a good time.
Nice.
You know, like, earlier she was telling me how she went to Mexico for like dentistry, and then but then she was really telling me about her jewelry business. Mm-hmm. It never clicked that she
you didn't even notice.
Did.
No. Oh my gosh, you're funny.
I'm so oblivious.
She's not on social media either.
I've seen
the posts.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're there.
Yeah,
true. Oh, before we begin, because we always forget to do this, we're going to introduce whoever's on our regular cast that's on the show today. I'm Nikki, for all you audio listeners.
I'm Jess.
I'm Tiff.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have Stacey. So.
And we have Stacey. And we have Gina. She's listening in the background, so she's going to laugh at all our jokes, okay? But today we wanted to talk about this topic because we were all staying in an Airbnb last month, and... So who found the filter?
Me,
Tiff.
It was
Tiff
me.
Tiff found this filter, and then we were all using it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. What's it called?
Something like baby
is
face.
Is it cute baby face?
I
something
love
like
that filter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I love it too.
Honestly, it doesn't
I don't
work
even
want to
talk about this. I don't want to talk about this. If we're going to be like negative about that.
No, it's not negative.
But I mean,
I love the
it's
filter.
Neutral because so we all fell in love with it.
Right. Because you look beautiful.
Yeah.
And then you can't raw dog your own face after seeing it.
Exactly. That's
so we were switching back
topic.
And forth between the filter and like the home. But with no filter. Yeah.
You should have heard the screams coming out.
God.
And they're like, that's not really.
It was like, oh, this filter is what I look like. And then I put a Halloween mask on.
Yeah.
And
I'm a scary bitch. It was a cruel joke. Yeah. They were playing
really
a cruel
mean.
Joke.
I also think it was mean because, like, okay, I love my brown eyes. Mm-hmm. I love brown eyes.
Yeah.
Everyone I've dated has brown eyes. I love brown eyes. But it makes your eyes like a
hazel.
Like a hazel
look.
Look. Yeah. And I'm like,
you could take that off.
What if I don't like my brown eyes? Yeah.
I literally had the exact same thought process too, because I'm like, I don't want to see my regular face anymore because I love this one so much.
Yeah. So then it got into this discussion because, I mean, I had never even thought of plastic surgery or Botox or anything on my face ever until I used this filter.
Really?
And then I was like, maybe I do need a nose job. Maybe I do. And I started getting in my head about it. And all of us are like, we don't ever want to go back to our normal faces.
Right.
And then I started thinking about like how, damn, if you grew up with filters,
because
we didn't grow up with social media, but if you grew up this way, like if you're a youth right now, that's got to really impact the way you see yourself.
For sure.
Heavily. For sure. Did you guys see so recently I posted on my Instagram about this topic and a lot of people recommended Netflix's documentary, The Social Dilemma. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah. I saw your post too with that filter. That was a filter you used, huh?
I think it was mm-hmm. that filter.
Yeah.
But in that movie though, they're actually like going in depth on not just the way filters affect us psychologically, but also just social media in general, how like we're not evolved. Our brains are not evolved to receive criticism from hundreds of thousands of people constantly. Like we're just not evolved for that. And also we're not evolved to like change our image with like one click of a button and then see how like the endless possibilities of what we can look like. So that has like severe psychological effects, especially for little kids. So like girls in middle school, their suicide rates are going up. Like it's insane.
Wow. That's sad. Yeah. Well, I was going to tell you, because you talked about how we didn't grow up with that. But before the Instagram filters, I can think of my early 20s and the Snapchat filters. I wouldn't. Did you guys have a Snapchat?
We're a little bit older, I think.
Yeah. Oh, you guys didn't have. Okay, well, I wouldn't be able to see myself without those Snapchat filters.
Like now, the puppy dog ones?
Yeah. Because they would make you look cuter, not as much as Instagram. Like, Instagram definitely, like, gives you a nose job. It gives you, like, lip fillers. Yeah. Like, it pulls your eyes. It makes you look super cute. But back then, I think it was worse for me. Now that I'm older, I'm like, I don't look like that. It is what it is, you know? But I was going to tell you, you could even tell on the way that teenage girls are growing up now, they're so cute. Like, they are not going through an ugly phase at all whatsoever. I was ugly when I was 13, 14, you know, 15.
Yes.
You know?
That was butt ugly.
They think they're ugly. So they still go through the same mental, psychological thing that we went through, even if their outer looks great, which is borderline, if not fully, body dysmorphia.
For sure.
You know, which, by the way, if you don't know what that is, I looked up the actual definition from the Mayo Clinic, and it's body dysmorphic disorder is a mental health disorder in which you can't stop thinking about one or more perceived defects or flaws in your appearance, which a lot of people complain about.
I think I do have that then. Because I cannot stop thinking about my nose. Like, really? I want to get a nose job so bad. I think about that almost every day.
I don't know what's normal and what's like body dysmorphia, because I've had a nose job.
I think if you're thinking about it every day, it's kind of what it sounds like.
It says, a flaw that appears minor or can't be seen by others, but you may feel so embarrassed, ashamed, and anxious that you may avoid many social situations.
I think ashamed, anxious, and avoid social situations is the thing you're looking for. Do you avoid social situations?
I think I probably internalize some shame about my nose, but I don't avoid social situations for it. I just pretty much hate it on a daily basis.
Which is bonkers to me, because I think you have a great nose.
Yeah, everyone always compliments your nose.
No.
It's like such a nice nose. But dude, I totally felt that though with my ears. Like, really? I would avoid doing certain activities because I didn't want my ears to show.
How old were you?
So when I first got this, like this, what is it, like insecurity, this insecurity about my ears, it was when I was 11 years old. I used to wear my hair tied like really low like this and then stick it behind my ears, and that was like my go-to style in middle school. And one day after school, this kid just runs by me and he's just laughing. He goes, "You have big ears." He's like laughing. He goes, "Haha, you have big ears." And then he just leaves, and I'm like, what? And then it's crazy because in The Social Dilemma, the little girl that's being like, she plays in that movie, she also has like someone pointing out like, can you make your ears bigger? And then she starts looking in the mirror and she starts covering her ears, and I'm like, I started crying because I'm like, that was literally me. Like, that was me. Because when you're that young, you're so impressionable, and like you don't understand, like, we actually as humans, we have this thing in our brains where We must be accepted by others.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Tribal.
Yeah, the tribalism. So we end up having that. We hold other people's opinions about ourselves higher than we do ourselves. When you're at that young age, that impressionable, you're that much more susceptible to other people's opinions about you, and you end up believing what other people say.
Well, you're still building your self-image.
Exactly.
So you don't have like something to compare to. You just have like whatever anyone's reflecting onto you, and then you're like, oh, I guess I'm that, and you just accept it as truth.
Right. And then so I ended up having that insecurity all the way up until like my early 20s-ish, because right around the time that I started hanging out with JK and we started doing JK party stuff, which is like challenges and games, it would be required sometimes to like put my hair back because it was the game that we were doing, and I'd be like begging Gio, I'm like, please, like, can I not do this? I really can't show my ears, like, well, like, I was just really vocal about my insecurity about my ears. And then that's when the guys just started poking fun at me, like, are you crazy? Like, your ears are perfectly fine, like, what are you talking about? Like, there's literally nothing wrong with your ears. And the more I kept hearing that, the more, because I always held other people's values, I mean, opinions about me higher than I did myself, I started believing them, that I had no reason to be insecure about my ears.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, okay, that's what you guys are saying. Okay, then I don't have to be insecure about my ears.
Right.
But it was always like outside validation that I've always needed. But yeah, that's how I ended up getting over that body dysmorphia about my ears, though.
Yeah, so think of that outside validation now amplified by social media, exactly. Because that's what these kids are dealing with. Like hundreds, maybe even thousands of people liking or commenting on your image. And then if they're using an abundance of filters and they're getting lots of likes for it, then they go back to their room and they're like, well, they like this version of me, not this actual version of me. And so there's actually been a spike in plastic surgery from young people, like in their 20s, where there's 55% of surgeons in 2018 are now seeing patients that ask to look like their filters for selfies.
It's called like Snapchat dysmorphia or something.
Yeah. I may have a slang like that.
Yeah.
But you mentioned plastic surgery and I wanted to talk about that because we're not slamming plastic surgery at all. It's 2020. Like mm-hmm. you do what makes you feel good.
Yeah.
But just this like psychological aspect of it. So when you got your plastic surgery done, were you like, how did you feel going into it?
Oh my gosh. I'm like, well, first of all, which one, girl? Because I've had a lot. No, not a lot. But I think... So I started off with my boobs, right? And I already started when I was like 24, 25. So I was older. It wasn't like I was like super young, like 19, 20.
18-year-olds are getting stuff done.
But I had been wanting a nose job and a boob job since I was like 12, like ever since I was little. Because I don't know if it's because where I grew up, it's really common. All of my tías have it. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, it's literally, I grew up with one of my tías who literally would get lipo every 3 months.
She did work out.
Like she was like super into the gym and stuff. But
damn, she's loaded. That's expensive.
I mean,
Mexico is more affordable.
It is more affordable. Okay. And like she was well off, you know. But I grew up thinking like she was so pretty and she was the prettiest one of all my tías. And I was like, well, she does that. So that's what has to happen if you want to be pretty until you're old. And when I finally came here, It's not as normalized in the United States because here people don't care as much what they look like as they do in Mexico, at least where I'm from. Like they really do care, but it's more common to see people like not take care of themselves, if you will. Like not saying plastic surgery means taking care of yourself, but like here people don't care what they look like. Like they will go anywhere in any way they look, you know?
Yeah, I think LA is like an outlier there, but yeah, everywhere else.
Well, I've seen it here too. Really? Like I've seen like people who literally just get up in the morning, throw a bun on and leave. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But it's just, you don't see that where I'm from, right? So when I got here, I was like, oh, well, it is what it is. Like, this is just like, I am the way I am. And then eventually I was like, but I could change it. And I haven't liked it in a really long time. So why can I not change it?
Mm-hmm.
So I started with boobs. And then eventually I started thinking about my nose. And when that became an attainable thing, I was like, well, I'm going to do it. And so I did it. And I loved it because it was something that I had been wanting since I was really, really young. I wasn't as big on social media as like I am now. So when I shared that video, people were like, we love it. Like, you look great. You know, I never have gotten negative feedback for being open about it because I think people get negative feedback for trying to hide it.
Yeah. There's a stigma either way. It's like
exactly.
It's like a damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you decide, oh, I'm not going to do any plastic surgery, I'm going to age naturally. Then as you age, people are like, damn, you look old now. Like,
for
you have wrinkles. Oh,
for
my God.
Sure.
And they start commenting on your appearance. Yeah. But then if you get something done, they're like, oh, you're fake.
And I think that the thing is, like, we have a pretty special point of view because we have people constantly commenting on the way we look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you're like, if I wasn't on social media and I was just going about my everyday life, only my boyfriend would be the one that would be like, you know, like maybe, you know, like go to the gym or something. Like, I feel like that would be something that couples do.
Oh,
you know?
The peanut gallery is much smaller.
Only one person is telling you, like, baby, like, why
don't you
dye
your hair? Which is normal. Like, normal that our brains are evolved to handle that.
Yeah. Yes,
so exactly. For sure, I'm sure there'll be a study in like 20 years.
Well, I never wanted
like
a nose job until I came here. Until five years ago. Yeah, until social media 5 years ago. So I never thought about it. I honestly, when I was younger, my thing was I thought I had a five head. Because in my middle school, I plucked my eyebrows so thin. I was like around a bunch of cholas and stuff. So I had these thin ass fucking eyebrows. My forehead just seemed so massive. I was like, oh my God, I have a five head. When I get older, I'm going to get my hairline like brought down. So
that was hair transplants.
Yeah, I was like, that's the one I'm going to do. And then now I look at my forehead, and I'm like, yeah, that's fucking fine. What I need though is the nose job. What I need though is the lip filler. So like it's changing and I don't, it's just because of social media. And now part of me, like, because I am getting my CPA license and I know I'm going to go back to working a 9-to-5 job, I'm still going to be like doing this stuff though. So I'm kind of like, maybe if my daily is more normal, I won't be so obsessed with like, oh, I have to fix this and then I have to fix that and I have to fix that. Because also I'm getting older too. It's like, how many fucking, like, I can't keep up with the 22-year-olds. So why am I even trying?
Well, and I think the thing about plastic surgery, I'm obviously pro plastic surgery. Yeah. Like, and I'm not saying like, you even saying I want a nose job, I'm not going to be like, hey, Jess, here's my surgeon just in case.
Right.
Like, no, unless you reach out and like want to do the research, right?
Well, I have done the research and I got a consultation recently.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think the thing about plastic surgery and trying to keep up, it's not trying to look younger. It's trying to gracefully age.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you don't ever want to look like, I'm okay looking the age that I look. Mm-hmm. I'm okay looking 29, but I want to look a good 29.
Yeah.
I want to look a good 35, a good 40, or whatever the case may be. You never want to try and make yourself look like 22 when you're 45. Like, unless you're Asian, it's not going to happen. Right. Yeah. But you just want to keep up with yourself. Maintenance, I would call it.
I think that's what it is. Because I mean, I don't think that I want to be a 22-year-old, especially like mentally. Like, I don't really envy the 22-year-olds in any way, really, besides that they just have more time, I guess, more life.
Yeah.
But I think it is just still like, do I need to play the game as heavy as I want to physically?
Like, is it, are you doing it out of social pressure, or are you doing it because
I think if no one ever looks at me and comments on my looks or gives me value, which I do feel like I get value because we're like trying to be pretty on social media. If I didn't have that every day and I'm literally just like doing my accounting job, like, would I really need the nose job? I don't know.
Would you? Who was the first person who told you you had an ugly nose? Why do you want a nose job?
Because it was years ago. Well, also, I think I have an issue with my nose too, because I know it doesn't look the way it did when I was in my teens. Mm. Like, I had
your nose and ears are the two things that keep growing.
Yeah, so I guess your nose changes a lot. And but mine, I did damage to my nose, but I had a drug problem. Mm. When I was younger, I did a lot of cocaine. And so the inside of my nose collapsed. And then over the years, it's just gotten weaker and weaker. So it's collapsed in on itself. So then, like, the nostrils are like, I didn't used to have, it used to be more of like a triangle, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like straight from the nostril to the bridge. And now it's like, there's like a heavy, deep line in there. So it's like, I think there's shame because like I damaged my body. So like, I want to fix it. Mm. And also I see that, and that reminds me of that constantly, like that my nose is collapsing in on itself. So it's like a personal shame issue as well.
This is like kind of like sidebar topic. Okay. But is the inside of your nose, would that be covered by insurance?
I tried to ask. I was like, but the thing that I want fixed is the front.
While they're in there.
I know.
And I will tell you this. As someone who's had a nose job and I'm getting a second one because it was botched the first time, don't go through insurance. Go to a nose specialist. Like a guy who only does noses, and he's like the best at noses. Yeah. Even if you have to pay more, because if you go through insurance, they're going to be like, he's a plastic surgeon.
Because I asked that too. I got a consultation and it was $8,000.
That's normal.
And I was like, but then he told me he couldn't do exactly what I wanted done. He was like, it's probably going to start falling apart when you're 50. So I don't think you'll want me to do what you're asking me to do. And I was like, okay. He goes, but I can fix the internal structure because it is collapsed. I do have a collapsed whatever the fuck it's called. Well, it's not the septum, it's something else. I forgot what it's called. But anyway, he goes, I can fix the internal structure so you can breathe better. And then it'll widen your nose a little bit. So maybe it'll kind of help pull away from what you're thinking is an issue. He's like, but if I go in and try to like fully fix it cosmetically, it probably won't last. So I'm like, fuck. But I'm like, maybe you just don't know how to do it. Maybe I should keep looking.
Well, it is good to get multiple.
That's the scary part where I'm like, I'm going to put some time between this and myself, because if I'm willing to be like, well, maybe you just can't do it and someone will, but then I wind up with some botched job, it's like, that's when it's scary. So I'm like, we're going to reel it in and just wait.
Yeah.
But I find myself going kind of like crazy in my head about it.
Do you feel like if you were to get a nose job, it's like a treat yourself type of thing? Or do you feel like you need it to feel?
I think it would relieve pressure in my mind. So it's not really like a happy thing. It's more of like I could finally breathe, like physically and mentally and physically.
So I will tell you, a nose job will make you able to breathe, but it's not going to make you happier, and it's not going to remove the guilt you have for what you did.
I have to say, I did get a very small procedure done because I had these eye bags and they were getting really big. And I was like, I'm fucking 29 at the time. I was like, I'm too young to have these eye bags. And I got my eye bags like fixed and I felt better about that. Like, it relieved that pressure. So in my head, I'm like, this will, and I will never think about it again. It will relieve that pressure.
Yes.
So I'm like, I don't know, but if I believe you.
I'm like, look. No, well, what I mean is, like, you know how you say you felt guilty because you did that to your nose? Yeah. Like, that guilt, you have to work through it probably before the nose job, because, you know, like, you have to forgive yourself for what you did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when you look at it, you are going to be like, oh, I have a cute nose.
I know.
You know, like, so you just have to be careful, because it is a very slippery slope between, like, oh, just this one thing, because there's always going to be something to fix. You always just have
people
to be
addicted,
for sure. And like, what is the line between addiction and not, you know? But you can always fix everything, and you just sometimes you have to live with the things
that happen. I feel like that's just like the one major thing where I'm like, if I can get through with
for
that
now.
No, but I'm like,
there's a five head back in
but I don't even care about that anymore.
And if you want it, I support it.
Yeah.
You know, I think at the end of the day, like, my friends, we have this thing, like, if we're ever overboard, let me know. Like, with the lip filler, with anything, like, and we're honest, you know? So there's been times where I look back and I'm like, well, I shouldn't have had so much lip filler, you know? But it's up to you, and you get to make your own mistakes, and you get to learn from them. And sometimes it's a good thing, and sometimes it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm more than happy to help you out.
She's like, guidance. If you need someone, let me know.
Yeah, like all the tips and tricks, you know, what you should be taking before, after.
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you ever get scared? Because, so, I've thought about fillers before. I've thought about Botox. I've thought about, you know, I even talked about the nose job when I was looking at the filter. But then I always go online and I read all these horror stories, and then I get too freaked out.
Yeah, like the one in a million case where someone goes blind.
Someone goes blind, or like botulism, and like half their face falls down, and I'm like, ah, like, what if I just went in for this little baby procedure just for Botox right here, and then I ended up blind with half my face paralyzed?
That's like so not likely to happen.
It's because you also have to do your research on who you're getting it done from.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So then I do that, and then people are like, he was the best doctor in Beverly Hills that did this. And I was like,
yeah, I think you just, like anything, if you look for the positive, you'll find it. And if you look for the negative, you'll find it.
Right.
So when I don't get scared.
That's why I never did drugs either. I was like, I want to do all the drugs. And then I read all the horror stories and I was like, I'm never doing any drugs.
You're so smart.
That worked with me in that way. You know, I was like, oh no, I'm not going to do that. But when it came to plastic surgery, like, I do my research extensively before I go anywhere. And the thing is, like, for example, like with lip filler, a lot of things, like, I'll go to Mexico for, like, I did my nose job in Mexico. That's it, actually. But
your teeth.
Oh, my teeth in Mexico. Yeah. So I'll do my research on stuff like that. But lip fillers, because it's something, it's a liquid, I'm like, I'm just going to stay in the States, because here they have to use that. If you go to Mexico and
they
put something that's cheaper, I'm not saying surgeons over there do that, but you never know. I'm like, here, if somebody puts something they're not supposed to, you can sue the F out of them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A nose job is going to be a nose job anywhere you go, because it is what it is.
It's just like a physical surgery.
Yeah, it's they're not injecting anything, you know? So here in the States, you're pretty safe. You're like in the best place to get like Botox filler or whatever the case may be. But also, if you're like, you know, it's not worth the pain because it does hurt. It's not worth the money because it is costly. It's not worth the managing it. Then if it's not worth it for you, then that's fine, you know?
Yeah.
And if you ever get to an age where you're like, oh, these wrinkles are really bothering me, then you could do it. That's the good thing about it. It's not a thing of like, oh, once you turn 30, like you're just never going to be able to do it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's always a good time to do it if you want it.
Yeah, totally. Do you feel like either plastic surgery or the filters on Instagram has affected you at all psychologically?
You think so? Jess is like nodding yes for those of you listening. Personally, I can talk from my experience. So I was thinking about it because Tiff told me a topic on my way here.
Let's take a break really quick.
And talk about how to get straight teeth.
Yeah.
If that's bothering you, you got a solution.
Either you can get them completely redone like Stacey did in Mexico, or you could just try to straighten them. Candid will help you fix your teeth very fast too. A lot of this stuff gets done within like 6 months. A lot of people are seeing results with these invisible aligners. The Candid clear aligners are comfortable, removable, and totally invisible, unlike wire braces. So you can transform your smile without anyone noticing. Plus, your treatment is prescribed and monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in tooth movement. With Candid, your treatment includes remote monitoring by the same orthodontist who created the plan, so you never have to wonder how you're doing. You will always know. Also, Candid costs an average of 50% less than Invisalign, so we like things that give you good results for less money. Start straightening your teeth today. Right now, all of our listeners can save $75 on Candid Starter Kit. Go to candidco.com/mood and use code MOOD. That's candidco.com/mood with the code MOOD. Take advantage of this limited time offer to save $75 on your starter kit. candidco.com/mood with the code MOOD.
Mood. Also want to give a shout out to Stitch Fix. So as the days get longer and the weather gets colder, maybe in LA, it's still pretty hot here, but it should get colder. It may be time to take a look at your winter wardrobe. So if you want to change the season, Stitch Fix can help you choose new pieces that you'll love. So if you've ever wanted a stylist because you're like, I need new clothes, but I don't know what to pick out, don't worry. Stitch Fix has you covered. Go online, take a survey. They'll send you like little pictures and then you're like, I like that one, I don't like that one. And from the styles that you chose, they'll kind of like create your style for you, pick out pieces just for you, send them to your doorstep, and then you pick the pieces that you want to, that you like to wear. Try them on. If you don't like them, you can send them back. There's no additional fees or anything. There is a $20 styling fee for each box though, which gets credited towards pieces you keep. So whatever you keep, you just get like $20 off. That's styling fee goes to that. And there's no hidden fees. Stitch Fix has styles and clothing to fit any occasion for women, men, and kids. They ship all over the US and they're available in the UK as well, mate. So get started today at stitchfix.com/mood and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/mood for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.com/mood.
Yes.
But in addition to your wardrobe making you feel better about yourself, let's talk about the plastic surgery again. Mm. Yes.
Yeah. So you asked if I feel like it's, you know,
psychological. Yeah.
My mental health. So I think personally, I have found a really clear line in between what is worth it and what is not. So, for example, the standard of beauty for our generation or the younger generation, when you think of this, is like Kylie Jenner, you know, everybody thinks of her and she went from being an average looking 14-year-old girl to being a really beautiful 20-something-year-old woman now. And she has obviously had some serious work done from what we can tell, allegedly. Yes.
I like how you put it. She has obviously had some allegedly,
because we don't know. Yeah.
No, we do know for sure.
Right. But if you think about it, like, okay, if I think to myself, if I go to a surgeon and I tell him, here's a picture of Kylie Jenner, let's do everything we can to make me look like that, yeah, I'm pushing it. Like, obviously, lock me up, take my credit card away. Like, I'm not doing that, right? Mm-hmm. What I'm personally doing is I see something and I'm like, I could fix that, you know? And I could fix that, and thankfully I can afford it. And I'm young enough to where, like, I can take the time off and I have a job that allows me to take the time off and share it with my audience. So I'll do it, you know? And then, because I'm only doing that, I feel like I'm okay within myself. I believe I'm a beautiful woman and I was beautiful before the plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. And now I just look polished. Like, that's how I see it. Like, I was already cute, beautiful, wonderful, poppin'. Now I just look like the polished version of myself.
How would you think you would feel if I was a witch and I snapped my fingers and all of it erased? And you couldn't get it back.
And I could not ever get it back.
You couldn't fix it. Then how would you really feel today?
About my older self.
Yeah. Like, or it's going to be you now, but at your age.
I think if I look like this, you snapped your fingers, and then I was to look like my 29-year-old self without any work done, of course I would feel a type of way, because I'm comparing my upgraded version to my brand-based model. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if I never would have seen what I look like now, and I just would have kept going with my life and, like, would have kept pushing.
Yeah, because you really don't know what you would have looked like, right?
I mean, I never would have known that this is what I could have looked like. But yeah, it's like if they tell you, like, okay, we're going to give you the coolest car, or you can have this like basic car, you know, like, okay.
That's kind of what's happening with the filters, really. Yeah,
it is. Yeah. Am I the problem? Am I not realizing that I have like an, I mean, the thing is, I live okay with myself knowing it, you know?
You know, you have your boundaries, like, you have your clear lines, and I think that's really important. Like, whatever those are for you, maybe those aren't the same lines for you, but for Stacey, like, she has those clear lines, and I think that's important to go into it knowing exactly what you want and what, where you've crossed the line.
Yeah, because for sure.
When I look at, what's the difference between, it looks like, it just seems like an upgraded version of what makeup is, you know?
For
makeup
sure.
is just something that's there to enhance your look, to make you feel like the best version of yourself or the more ideal version of yourself. That's not what I look like. You know, I don't look like this when I wake up in the morning.
We don't have gold eyelids and like super long freaking lashes.
But you're still you. And I think it's the same thing with plastic surgery. Like plastic surgery makes you feel like I don't have to wear the makeup. You know, like I could, like I feel presentable and I feel cute and I feel young and fresh because whether we like it or not, when we age, we sag, we wrinkle, we start losing the shine on the things that were there before. And there's so many older women who feel like themselves again.
Yeah.
You know, like the mommy makeover, if you guys are familiar with that, like the tummy tuck, the boob lift or whatever. How many women, you know, destroy their body having babies, and some love it, you know, but I know I'm not going to be one of those women that's like, oh, I destroy my body for this. Like, I'm just not like that. And I'm okay with that. Right. So knowing that I have an option to fix or to give some of my old body back makes me feel really good about it.
Yeah. I think if I were to go that route, it would be that like replenish what I lost.
Yeah.
Like I noticed like some of this starts falling. I'm oh, fillers would just bring it up just to where it was before.
That's actually like, cause I've never publicly talked about this, but this is literally the reason why I got a boob job. Like, I've never confirmed it, and obviously it's like,
I know she did.
This is a monumental moment.
I know.
It's just because like I've always felt like, why do I have to put my business, like I already put so much of myself out there, like literally like so much of myself out there, that like this one thing where I'm like, it's obvious, like anyone who has eyeballs can see that I got a boob job. Like, compare my boobs to what it used to look like before to what they look like now. Obviously, I did.
Yeah, before they were getting half chubs, now they're getting full chubs.
Yeah, so then, like, and then also another reason why I never talked about it is because I was actually not happy with what I got. What you guys kept saying, the main reason why I got it is because actually of the fact that I destroyed my body after having Isaac. You know, I was 18 years old. I had beautiful, perky, nice, round breasts that they were just amazing, and I was so happy with them. And then after I had Isaac, I nursed for a whole year. So that took a tremendous toll on my body. And so for many years after that, like, I've just always felt like not myself, you know,
like something was kind of taken from you.
So then it was just like, it was just, I just wanted to feel me again. But then by the time I ended up going in, and I was just so nervous about it that I wasn't like fully considering how I felt about what it is that, like, the size that I wanted to get. So I ended up going in with a friend, and then because she recommended me her doctor. And it wasn't Gio, in case you're wondering. And so, like, she was telling me that, like, oh, you know, you look great with that. Like, she was just being really supportive. And then the doctor also let me know, like, you know, the number one complaint that I hear from people is that they went too small. Like, you should probably go a size up that you want. And I was just like, you know, I was trying on the implants, like, over the bra that they give you. And I was just like, initially, like, I felt in my gut, like, no, I want this size. Like, if it was, like, small, medium, large, I wanted the small. Like, I was just like, I feel like small is me. But then with the influence that I got outside of myself, because I still wasn't solid with what I wanted and who I am and all that stuff, I let the outside influence affect me, which ended up making me go bigger than I originally was comfortable with. And so for that reason, I just felt kind of ashamed that I got something I didn't really want.
Oh, honey.
Because it wasn't even for, like, this, like, ego reason. It was really just, like, you just wanted to restore what you lost.
Me, and
it wasn't like, oh, I'm, like, because you're not, and we can tell by looking at your social media, you're not really out there, like, trying to be, like, this hot girl or whatever, or, like,
this, like, sexual,
like, a bathing suit mod. Like, you're, so, like, I think for you, you're like, I'm just trying to be, like, the woman that I was, but then now that I let someone kind of convince me to, like, have these massive boobs that are almost it feels embarrassing.
Doesn't feel like you.
Exactly.
So you wanted to feel more like you, and now it feels not like you.
Exactly. Yeah. So then that's why I just never felt comfortable talking about it publicly.
And then everyone, like, bullying you.
You know, it's just like
people were bullying you into talking about it too. And I wish that, like, I think we all wanted to be like, just shut the fuck up, because you don't even, like, know how she feels about it.
Yeah.
So then that's really what kept me quiet all these years, because the day I got them done was the day Trump got inaugurated.
You have bad
one more titties. So you do the math how long I've had these boobs. And so all this time I just felt like, damn it. Like I swung too far the other side and now I don't feel like myself. And all these years I've been talking to Casey and telling him like I want to get them redone. Like I want to do what, like I want to be me.
And that's the coolest thing. Like plastic surgery allows for that.
Yeah.
You can walk into another surgeon's office and be like, you know what? These were too big. Like, let me remove them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, gracias a Dios, you have the job to do it. You can take the time off and it's something that could be fixed.
Definitely. And I think I'm still struggling with, like, internally, like, do I actually want to put my body through all that again? And then also because there's consequences, you know, from going bigger than what you are and then going smaller. That's literally what happened after I had Isaac. Like, I was a double D when I was nursing. I was just completely filled with milk. And then after the milk was gone, they deflated and then I was left with what I had. So now I'm in this space of like, is it worth it or can I just live with what my decision? I live with what I've got already and just be happy with what I have. And I'm still struggling with that right now. But yeah. There
both
you
options
go.
Work.
I mean, both but every work. Time you do, because that is a bigger procedure. It's not like just getting lip filler or Botox. Like you're actually going under general anesthesia, which has a risk.
Exactly.
Like every time you go under general anesthesia, and especially as you're getting older, like that's more risky. So it's kind of like that's the part that scares me a little bit more. Is like, oh, let's just keep fixing these major operations.
Another thing is that you know, we are trying to get pregnant, we're trying to have more kids, and so I feel like I'm at this point where I'm like, well, you know what, let me just put my body through what it needs to go through, and then after the fact then we'll see where we're at.
Yeah, then you can get like a lift and then smaller boobs.
Tiene
arreglo, you know, you could fix it. That's the awesome thing about plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And the reason why I love it, because people like that who give so much up by having kids, bringing life into this world, you can always fix it and be like, this is what I wanted. I feel comfortable with this. Like, this is the nose I was supposed to be born with. This is the hair color I was supposed to be born with. Like, things that make you feel good about yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's going overboard at all. I don't think you look ridiculous. I don't think you're out here looking a fool, you know? Like, you don't look weird, you know?
I'm so happy that you felt comfortable sharing that too.
It's just like I felt like it's just like been boiling up inside of me, and especially every time we talk about this topic, I just feel like such a fraud for not telling my truth, you know? But
I feel like you're reaching people out there that feel alone in this, like they don't want to talk about it, because you're not alone. Like, there's so many people out there who are probably feeling the same way, like, oh, I felt like I needed to do this and now I feel like I did too much, and they feel that's the same way and so having someone like you talk about it is, I'm just so proud of you for doing that, because you like, you're helping people out there. That's actually the next part I wanted to get, because we've talked a lot about our psychological effects and how it's affected us, but also being in the public eye, have you guys thought about how your actions affect who's watching you? Because I was reading a survey that was like, so, you know, back in the 90s, our version was like magazines, everything was airbrushed and like, you know, models were Photoshop, but we didn't really, the average person didn't really do Photoshop.
Right.
So you didn't really have access to that or really realize that the images that you were seeing were altered. So a lot of people had these false beauty standards because they thought they had to look like the people in the magazines. Well, now everyone has access to that. And we're all kind of operating like our own lifestyle magazines, showing the ideal versions of our life and our lifestyle. But surveys still say that still 65% of people can't tell when an image has been edited or altered. So they still look at it.
Apps are so good.
Like
if I just nip a little bit of arm fat, you can't tell, but it makes such a big difference.
Huge difference.
Or like a little bit even, of like, and it doesn't stretch the whole photo anymore. Like it literally just fixes the arm fat.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
damn, this shit
like
looks good.
Yeah,
I am a professional fucking
now.
Photographer. Yeah, like
so when... And I haven't really thought of this till recently about how like just even little actions like that like influence a lot of people. I didn't really think of it before, and that people looking at my social media might think that I have this unrealistic standard or something because of, you know, a filter I use or like, you know, anything that's done to enhance a photo.
I've actually been conscious about that. I'm not like 100% raw photo uploading yet, but ever since that last that last post that I put on my Instagram talking about the filter difference, like the post right after that, I did notice myself like still going to, like, I wanted like put like a skin softener or whatever, mm-hmm. because like you could see my pores or whatever it is. And I still did it, but I did it like in a way less amount than I would normally do it. And I think, I guess that's progress. Cause,
like weaning?
Yeah, I'm kind of weaning off and like trying to get used to my raw self and like portraying that too. Because you're right, like especially after seeing The Social Dilemma, I did start feeling like a sense of responsibility and guilt because of mm-hmm. what I end up portraying out there, and
like we're all participating in yeah. not like being able to be ourselves.
Yeah, yeah, like I was doing it for me, but not realizing the impact exactly. that it has on anyone looking at the
That's
photo.
That's exactly it.
Like, I literally can't post a story without putting a filter on it. Same, like I tried same. The other day, and I was like, "What the fuck?" Like,
you know the craziest part? Okay, so. You're saying Photoshop, but everybody knows of the app called Facetune.
Yes. Yes.
Right? So Facetune, everybody uses
it. It's so good.
Everybody uses fucking Facetune. You're watching us, we use Facetune, yeah. okay? Here's the deal with Facetune. So, you know, TikTok came up, and TikTok doesn't have filters. Mm-hmm. It has like a beauty mode where you can kind of blur, but you can't change anything right. about yourself. It just, you're the way you are, period, right? So I got on TikTok. I love TikTok. I'm myself. There's no filter. Like, I'm lit up there, you know, like I love me. Everybody mm-hmm. looks at my wrinkles, they make fun of them, and I'm like, it is what it is. Sometimes you're gonna pay for it. We're not gonna do anything about it. So anyway, Facetune came out with Facetune video. And I was like, oh hell no, I'm not even gonna try this shit. Because right. then once I do, ooh. It's gonna get ugly, and then I'm not gonna like me on TikTok.
And if you hate smelling like dirty socks in your armpits.
That's what you smell like, girl?
I don't know.
You should get that checked out.
I don't Ooh. Smell like dirty socks because I use native deodorant.
With the holiday season right around the corner, we're all getting into the spirit by indulging in the sights and sounds and scents of the new season. One thing I made sure to do was update my Native collection with their new candy cane holiday scent. Native is the perfect addition to your daily routine this holiday season. Native deodorants don't just block odor better, they're made better. Native has ingredients you've heard of like coconut oil and shea butter. It's also vegan and never tested on animals. Native never uses ingredients that shouldn't be in deodorant, like aluminum, parabens, sulfates, or talc. Their candy cane gift set makes for a great gift option, and all Native products are great stocking stuffers for everyone on your list. Native is risk-free to try. Every product comes with free shipping within the U.S., plus free 30-day returns and exchanges. See why so many people love Native and check out the over 14,000 five-star reviews. Give the gift of Native by going to nativedeo.com/bigmoodgirls or use promo code BIGMOODGIRLS at checkout and get 20% off your first order. Make sure you order before December 7th to get your products in time for Christmas. That's nativedeo.com/bigmoodgirls or use promo code BIGMOODGIRLS at checkout.
That's right. And if you, while you're smelling amazing and not like dirty socks, let me tell you about some clean, amazing socks. So Bombas makes the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. And I can attest to this because I have been a fan of Bombas for like at least 5 years, I think, maybe more. And I'm actually wearing them again. And I didn't do this on purpose, but here you go. Some Bombas.
You wear those socks every single time.
I know.
They still look amazing.
Are those your only socks?
No. So
I want to get this poor woman some more socks.
Bombas, can you send us some socks?
Send me more socks. No, so every time I wear low shoes like this, I always love wearing my Bombas because they're just so comfortable. So the reason why I love them is because on the back, they have this like jelly situation here that actually keep my
grips.
Socks. There we go. They
I
grip
like that
it.
There's three grips, not just one shitty
exactly.
one.
Exactly. And it's not, and then usually because other the no-show socks, they try to have these grips on the back of your ankle here, but they're always like really thin and they don't actually grip your like onto your feet, you know? So that's the reason why I absolutely love wearing these. I actually bought a ton of pairs, so that's why I'm always wearing them. Oh, okay. But back then, I think I got like a 10 pack or something. Like I have a ton of these and they've lasted like
5 years.
I'm telling you, so many years. Like by now, you could kind of see how they're kind of getting a little thin by the toe area, but they still haven't ripped. They're amazing. I absolutely love them. And like I said, I wear them all the time. And with the holidays coming up, maybe you haven't always thought that socks were the perfect gift or the perfect way to give back. But actually, Bombas socks were made to give. literally. When you give a pair of super comfortable Bombas socks, you're not only giving someone a gift they'll love, you'll also be donating a specially designed pair to someone in need. Because for every pair of socks Bombas sells, they donate a pair to someone experiencing homelessness across the U.S. Bombas are specially engineered to be the most comfortable pair of socks you and everyone on your guest list has ever worn. From comfort to kindness and everything in between, Bombas aren't just giveable, they were made to give. Go to bombas.com/mood today and get 20% off any purchase during their big holiday sale, November 18th through December 2nd. That's bombas.com/mood for 20% off. Bombas.com/mood.
Yay. So Stacey, back to that point you were trying to make a while ago.
Yeah, I mean, just like I was saying, the whole Facetune is catching up with the times and they're introducing video now. And that's really scary.
That's so scary.
Before you would rely on YouTube, like my YouTube viewers know exactly what I look like when I wake up, when I go to sleep, when I have no makeup, all the time.
Same.
Right? Instagram, I look cuter, but you know, mind your business. It is what it is.
You don't know if it's angles or filter, yeah, or what. You don't know.
Like, I mean, I still look like myself, right? But YouTube and TikTok were the places where I was like, you know, I'm still me. Like, I still look like myself. And now that that's being introduced, I'm sure like the future generations will even use that, to the point where we already see it. Like, you see someone that you've been watching online and you're like, what the hell? Like,
yeah,
you look like
when you
that?
Finally get like, I think it's funny because a lot of times the paparazzi will like get footage, oh, yeah, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. And I mean, to some degree, you know, like the paparazzi, like they are not getting good angles or whatever. But I think if the fact that video is being introduced now is the really scary part, because then we're really not going to look nothing like ourselves. Nothing you will ever see will actually be anything.
Yeah.
You know, like now the people you're watching will, we already look different, you know, but now with video, it's going to be like 100 times worse.
I wonder how it'll impact dating, like, because if you're doing online dating, and
it already does, don't
that's
you think?
Crazy. I don't know.
You've never online dated?
No.
You guys?
Yes,
have.
I have.
Okay, so obviously we all choose our best pictures, right? And I mean, I'm not online dating, but I have, and there was times where I was like, oh my god, like, ew.
Well, you know, men are pretty particularly shitty about it because they use pictures from like 15 years ago.
Yeah,
like they,
or
and
15
I'm like,
pounds ago.
Yeah, but, yeah. I think for girls, like, we definitely do, like, we'll put the skin smoothing one on or whatever, but I don't feel like, I feel like we take pictures so often that, like, our dating profiles are a little bit more representative. Maybe some girls who have gained weight will take a better angle,
right,
so where they look a little thinner. But I feel like men are worse.
Well,
at
girl,
that.
I've
they
seen
don't take enough
like
pictures.
You have such a nice body. You know, you're such a cute girl. But I have seen girls that literally contour themselves into like Kylie Jenner. You know, like, mm-hmm, I can pop a hip out, make it look curvy, you know, but I have seen like magic tricks,
right? And like when you're flat as a board, but then you do all these weird,
yeah,
camera angle
and
things,
like, you know, obviously that's the beauty standard now, like you're supposed to be curvy in order to be desirable, yeah, or whatever. But I'm not sure, like, we all post our best angles, but I think when it comes to dating sites, like, be a little more honest.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel like if you're trying to find like a real relationship too, it's weird. It's like, why do you want to reel in a fish with a like not even your,
yeah,
like yourself, a fake bait, yeah, you know what I mean? It's like
you want someone
to
that's gonna like
husband.
You for,
yeah,
you,
you want them to really love you, like when you're fucking throwing up at 2 o'clock in the morning because you're got food poisoning or whatever. So like, do you, yeah, really think like someone that's excuse me attracted to like this fake version of you is gonna stick around when you look like shit?
Would you be down, Jess, when you start dating again, to show up to your dates with no makeup, like just literally like raw, like raw,
not even with
like
my boyfriend face. No.
I think what I would do is I would take, because a lot of the pictures that I was using, I think I was pulling from Instagram, so there would be photos that I liked of my nose better because it hid kind of some of the collapse of my nose. So I think like I would have to be more honest with myself and be like, okay, take a picture with no fucking filters, like just with the literally with a camera. And then that gets uploaded. I don't make any changes to it, and it doesn't have filters or skin smoothing or anything on it. And like, that's going to be the photos that I put up. And then maybe one photo, like, look, this is me with no makeup. And like, just be as purely honest as, yeah, I can. I don't think that I ever catfished anyone with my photos. I mean, I don't think I ever
you
went
look
that
like
far.
Yourself.
I think I still look, yeah, like myself. But yeah, yeah, I do think like maybe I would want to try to be like, well, look, this is really me. Like, I know you're you're like sorting through thousands of profiles of girls, like with very clear filters and very clearly like they've shaped their bodies and all these things. So like, if you can look and see me, this is a real me. If that stands out to you as a positive thing, then maybe you are someone for me.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. You're filtering out.
Yeah.
But the good filtering out.
We'll see. I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know if online dating is worth it, to be honest. We'll see if I even bother doing that again.
I went through a thing last year because I don't anymore. It was early last year and before, anytime before early 2019, I had SIBO. And I talked about this in a video. I did a whole video on it. We did an episode of Hey Bitch and I talked about it. But I was constantly bloated where I looked like six, I looked like 7-8 months pregnant all the fucking time, no matter what I ate, no matter how much I exercised or whatever. And I tried so much stuff. It was just like the bane of my existence. I hated my body. I just hate everything. Anytime there was a full body picture, I just got so depressed. And it really had an impact on my self-esteem. And like, I was looking up lipo people and stuff, even though that wouldn't have done anything to the bloating.
Yeah, it wasn't even about that.
Yeah, there was like, it felt like there was nothing I could do. And I didn't know what was wrong with me. I didn't know it was SIBO or like a bacterial thing in there. I used to Photoshop my pictures because I couldn't handle having like a full body picture. If I was taking a picture with somebody and they wanted a full body, like I had to Photoshop my body because I didn't like the bloating and I didn't think of how it would impact anybody looking at it. It was just for me. And then as I was looking, like while I was going through that time, I remember scrolling and anybody who had a flat stomach or like just it seemed like everybody had a flat stomach. It seemed like I was the only person in the world that didn't have a flat stomach or that had this problem. And then I realized because I was Photoshopping my pictures, I was like, oh shit, maybe they were too. I don't know. And after I dealt with the SIBO, even when I was going through it and I wasn't quite done with it yet and I was still bloated, I stopped Photoshopping my body just because like for me, I know I felt alone. And even if people were going to comment on like, oh, people do comment. They're like, are you pregnant? You know, you look pregnant. You look a couple months pregnant or whatever. And that's fine because I'm just like, but that's me. Like that's what I look like. The only thing I do still do is I put a 90s filter on my pictures because I just like the grainy look. But
the aesthetic. It looks great on your page.
But I noticed that it made a bigger impact on my self-esteem not Photoshopping my body anymore, because what I looked like in the mirror was what I looked like in the pictures. And it like reinforced just if I can't love me the way I look, I'm just not. It was only making me more depressed seeing an image that wasn't me. It was like, you love a liar version of yourself. And so I think I had to go through that first. Not saying I would never do lipo in the future or anything like that. I think maybe if I did have kids, maybe I would do a mommy thing. I don't know. I don't even dye my hair because I'm too scared. But point is, like, I think I had to go through that mental psychological thing of loving myself the way I actually look first before I could choose to make like any changes or alterations. And if that's one thing that I could impart just from my own personal experience on anyone listening or anyone who follows me that might feel alone in that way, I just think that really doing the work on your inner first like helped so much the outer.
Yeah, and that goes for filters and plastic surgery.
Yeah.
For both. You have to love who you already are before you walk into anywhere and say, fix this, because then I'm going to love myself. After this filter, I'm going to love myself. After this lipo, I'm going to love myself. Yeah. It's not going to work, you know? Like,
how I walked into the doctor's office thinking, like, I'm going to love my body more and I'm going to feel amazing on my wedding day, because I did it for me to look better in my wedding dress. And it just ended up being the opposite effect because I wasn't already okay.
Right.
Yeah. Gina's coming in. That's like, she can't get it. Just take it out.
That's like when I got my boobs done and people were like, is it because you hate your body? And I'm just like,
no.
My metaphor was, it's like you have a Lamborghini. Do you hate your Lamborghini just because you put new rims on it?
No.
I'm still a fucking Lamborghini.
You love it so much. You want to upgrade it.
Exactly. So nice. I got myself some rims.
All right.
That's a great thank you analogy. For imparting yeah. that. Yeah, yeah,
that was good knowledge.
Be a Lamborghini with some rims if you want them.
Yeah.
But make sure you love the Lamborghini. Make sure you consider yourself a Lamborghini yep. and not a fucking Ford Focus. Don't go in there yep. trying to think you're going to put rims on a Ford Focus and that you're going to love it. Yep. It's still a Ford Focus. Yep. You have to love. Yep. Yep. And I think I'm not at the place. I feel a little bit still like a Ford Focus. That's why I'm like, I'm not going to go get the nose job. Even I'm not going to force it because I'm like, I don't think I'm mentally there yet, because I when I look at the Instagram filtered pictures of myself, I feel good, but then once I put my phone down and I look in the mirror, then I'm like, oh fuck, like I'm not loving it. Yep. So I'm not physically there.
You have to love both. Yeah. You have to be at the point where you're like, I look cute with the filter, but look at me, I look cute without the filter.
Yeah.
And both work, you know, like mm-hmm. I am in love with myself with and without a filter. Like I can look at myself in the mirror and be like, chef's kiss.
Yeah. You know? But I feel like a little bit it's kind of been imparted on me that I'm not good enough versus I really felt that way. Like I
by
think
who?
It's the social media.
Really?
So it's the commenters, the
girl.
Like the all like so I loved myself more, I think, before I was really involved in
and this
Instagram.
Is a tough career. Yeah. Like when you yeah. constantly have people throwing
yeah.
Girl, I never even knew lip filler was a thing until I got on social media. Yeah. And then I was
same.
Like, I need that. Like that's gonna make me look better, you know? Yeah. And it did. But you know, otherwise I never would have known. Like right. in Mexico, lip filler is not a thing that's popular, yeah. you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that in order to do like be in this career, you have to have a tough shell and you have to know who you are.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because no matter what anybody tells you, whether they're like, oh my God, like, you know, I've gotten things that they're like, oh, you look like this, you look like that. Well, that's your opinion and that's your problem. You could take it up with your therapist.
Because yeah.
it has nothing to do with me, you know?
I
like,
love that.
Well, and that's the thing. The same thing goes for the good comments and the bad comments. I love my supporters. I love my followers. I ride and die for them. But their praise means the same thing
yeah,
as the negativity.
It doesn't help.
I'm leveled.
At all. Yeah.
You know, like, and they tell me, I love you so much. I love you too, but I'm leveled. I know who I am, mm-hmm. whether you're here or not. So when you stop holding their opinion higher than yours, and mm-hmm. nothing against you guys, but that's when you're truly going to be happy with who you are.
I don't know that I hold their opinion higher than my own. I think it's just like they've pointed out something that I wasn't aware about. So it's like, oh, when I smile, my nose droops down and it looks like a witch. So now I'm like,
they're projecting
what
your
a
own.
Bitch.
So then,
your
so,
own
so,
bitch.
So then I look
they're
and I'm
11.
Looking at all the angles. I'm looking at all the angles and I'm like, oh, you know what? They're right. That does look like, it does look like that. So now it's not even about that person or their opinion. It's just like, now I'm aware of something that because I only see myself dead on, right? So then now they're pointing
out
stuff. They see
out?
All these angles I don't see.
Do you
girl.
Think their so opinion their is like a projection of how you feel about yourself that you didn't realize that's how you felt? Because that's what I notice about me. Whenever like they'll point out something about like, oh, Tiff is so controlling or whatever, I'm like, fuck, that's one of my insecurities. They pointed it out. Now it's like right in my face.
Right.
Like,
well, and also before you even go there, let me tell you something else. A lot of people, not throwing shade because they're going to be like, fucking Stacey, she's such a bitch. No shade, no tea. But if you're out there and it hits, then it hit for a reason. But
oh, a lot that's of people, it hits for a reason.
So that is shade, basically.
Right. No shade, no tea, though. But just know this. A lot of times, let's say I'm insecure about my body and I see you online and I'm like, freaking Jess, like here she is living this beautiful life with this beautiful freaking body and she gets to hang out with my favorite people and she's rich and she lives in this beautiful house with these dogs. Like I'm just gonna fucking say that she has an ugly nose. So now this person got their energy in your head and now she lives in your hair rent free. Like cause that comment
that person that she, is like doesn't even exist to me though.
Right,
they're faceless
but they're controlling yeah. your emotions because they're so jealous of the way you look, the way you are, the life you live, and because they got to be in your head about that comment, they're like, yeah, now she's not that happy because now she knows that she has an ugly nose.
Mm-hmm. Like, whether or not you have that person in your mind, their opinion still lives there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like
I agree with the opinion.
That's what I'm saying. Right. It's coming from within. It's a projection, something that you have within yourself that they are highlighting, which now it's in front of your face.
Yeah, I don't get the difference though. It's like it's almost like I wasn't able to see and then someone gave me glasses.
Yeah, but that person who gave you glasses is a hater and you have to be like, well, I
know. But
it
still exists though, right? So it's like we all compare ourselves, right? So it's like I know my titties are way smaller than yours, but what if right. I didn't have glasses on and then you gave me the glasses and I'm like, oh wait, I have A cups and you have D cups.
And you have to be okay with that.
Yeah.
You
but
have
it's
to
it's
be
just
okay
me being
that.
Aware of reality, basically. Whereas before social media and before people got to comment on me, I wasn't aware of reality. I wasn't aware of what I really look like. All I see is the dead-on version of myself in the mirror, which we all know looks way different from a selfie camera, which looks different from your profile, for which sure. looks different. So it's really just basically when you get so many people commenting on you, they point out all the things you see and all these different directions that you didn't know, because you only see yourself in like you can't even see your mouth, right? Like when you in your face, you can't even see your mouth if you look down, but then like other people can see every little thing about you. And so now I just have glasses on. Right. So it's not really about like they're haters or whatever. It's just like, oh damn, now I see clearly and I don't like it. But if yeah. no one ever told me that, but, I wouldn't have known.
Right. But you have to be okay with that. You yeah. know, like if I open up like, okay, TikTok, there's no filter. Right. And so obviously I'm getting older. I'm getting wrinkles under my eyes. Right. And this like boy, like probably a teenage boy, was like, oh, my God, your wrinkles. And then I was like, yeah, they're there. People are seeing them. Like, I have to be okay with them. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm going to fix them. I have two options. I fix them or I'm okay with them.
Yeah.
Like, I am not going to allow these people to live in my head rent free just because I have wrinkles under my eyes. Like, it is only a part of getting older.
I understand what you mean though about the wearing the glasses part, because that's kind of how I felt about my ears when that kid pointed them out. That's when I went home and I started staring in the mirror and I started realizing like, oh my gosh, my ears are too big for my face. Like, I think now at this point I grew into my ears, but when I was younger, I think that yeah, my ears were bigger than
like your head,
like than my yeah. head. Yeah. So then yeah, like he put the glasses on my face where I could actually see that my ears were bigger and that I wasn't okay with it. I ended up feeling insecure about it. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to hide it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is really highlighting something that you just are insecure about yeah. deep down inside.
I will say though, what bothers me more is people commenting on my intelligence. So I feel good that like I care. If you try to fucking come at me, that I'm like, no.
You know who you are. It's yeah. not an insecurity.
That doesn't.
It
I'm
has
like,
to be the same
no.
with yeah. the way you look. You
I don't know why I can't
are.
Because it's like, maybe it's some sort of entitlement where it's like, I shouldn't be ugly. It's not fair for me to be ugly. Why do I, you know, like, it's probably
but
some
I think
ego.
The nose thing is coming yeah. from, like what you said earlier, it's coming from a place of guilt because you feel like you did that to your own mm-hmm. body and it's not what it used to be. And mm-hmm. then that's where the insecurity is coming from.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I don't know.
I do like what you were talking about though, Stacey, about like having a place where you have filters and stuff, like where on Instagram everyone on stories has the Paris filter. Yeah. I don't care who you are, you're yeah. wearing like you have that Paris filter
for
on.
Sure.
Okay. But then like on my vlog channel, I'm always no makeup, right out of bed, yeah. like
you're
I don't
you.
Give a shit. Yeah. And so and
both
if you follow
pretty.
Me, you like yeah. me, like yeah. I'm cool with it, I'm comfortable with it. Well, if I go on Instagram, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll look presentable today. You
yeah.
know? But having that and, you know, kind of knowing in my head like this is where I'm gonna present myself and this is where I'm just gonna you're my living boyfriend and like we've been comfortable yep. and we're in sweatpants, you know.
Yeah. I guess this channel is that because I can't fix the filters on this channel.
Aww, and you're beautiful.
Yeah,
well, it's all a journey. I mean, yeah. I'm glad we got to hear from different perspectives though, because we got Stacey who's done plastic surgery and you're like you're confident in yourself.
I live it.
And you
she
love
has
it,
a Lamborghini.
You thrive.
And
she
I put
feels
the rims
like
on
it's
it.
A Lamborghini.
Yeah. We have Tiff, who did some plastic surgery, kind of doesn't feel like it was the right fit for her, and now she's going to redo it. Jess is considering doing it.
I'm just trying to like go from Ford Focus to Lamborghini. Like that's all I'm thinking.
You
got to
feel like
yeah,
girl,
I gotta
it's in
feel
here first.
Like it, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm too scared. I'm just going to walk.
Yeah.
Good thing I have my Bombos on.
Oh my God.
Exactly. They're comfy.
Okay, well, this hour flew by. Let us know what you think in the comments. Do you use filters? How do you feel about them? Have you considered plastic surgery? What do you feel about that? We like to know. This is a conversation. That's why we started this podcast in the first place, was just to like have a place where you can talk about things that you feel like people aren't talking about around you, or if you feel alone about that. Also, check out Stacey on
yeah.
all of the wonderful things she's doing. She has a jewelry line.
Yeah,
it's so tight.
Jewel. I'm wearing her necklace.
Yes, girl.
And she's got a TikTok. She's got her YouTube
channel. She's got a podcast
channel.
With her sister.
Just look me up. Yeah, yes. Stacey Diaz anywhere.
Ooh. And you could go look up her teeth journey.
Yes. My veneer
Mexico.
Journey. Yes.
Yeah. And a plastic surgery journey.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, I vlog about everything.
Go check out that whole
everything.
Channel. Also, rate us on iTunes. It really helps us out a lot. And if you're watching on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. It helps the algorithm. We love you guys. We'll see you
yeah.
next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.